This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Fuad Twal, is calling on the faithful and all people of goodwill to continue to pray for world peace. The Patriarch, who is in Rome for a meeting of the Latin Bishops' Conference for the Arab region, told me that the Universal Day for Prayer for Peace in Syria and the Middle East, called by Pope Francis last September 7th, succeeded in its goal, at least temporarily. The meeting of the Latin Bishops' Conference for the Arab region ends Friday. They are discussing initiatives surrounding the Year of Faith and celebrations around the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council. Here now, my extended interview with Patriarch Twal.
We are sad that two members could not come, the Bishop of Egypt and the Administrator of Syria. Considering the situation they are living, they preferred not to leave. It would be difficult for them to go back. So we can understand this reason. Sure, as normal, we have to give a vision about each country, about each diocese, no problem. For sure, we have different regions and different problems, different issues, the one for the others. In the Gulf, for normal, the Gulf, they have millions of Asiatic faithful. They have very, very, very big celebrations. Till now, they enjoy a kind of freedom for celebration, no problem there that we have. For the moment, in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem, I can say that the focus is no more about the situation, the occupation, the walls, the checkpoints, and so on. In the world, about the mass media, it's taking more attention, giving more attention and concern to the situation in Syria and to the refugees in Jordan, but not necessary to the Holy Land, where the situation, as you know, is the same. In the same time, we are happy to say that 50 years of the foundation of our bishop conference. So this is the situation now that we have.
And what sort of initiatives have you taken in the Holy Land and the Church for the Year of Faith?
Yeah, we took many good things. Yeah, many initiatives in the Holy Land. We took care from the young families with many conferences. We took care with many meetings with the young people everywhere. And for once, we invited young families from Israel to come to Jordan. It is easier than to bring families from Jordan to. No, it was really nice. Many priests could make a pilgrimage from Jordan to the Holy Land, to the holy places, and passing by the Patriarchate with their faithful praying and celebrating for 1 week, praying more and more. No, I think it was nice. We started, as you know, the Year of Faith in Rafat, gathering some thousands of people. And we will finish this Year of Faith on the 17th of November in Nazareth, in the same place where we received the Pope, on this mountain. There is some collaboration even with the government of Israel. They will take care from the infrastructure, the services, and so on, and we will take care of the liturgy, the masses. This time, a lot of people from Italy, even from Unital Sea, they will finish their Year of Faith in Nazareth with us. It seems that Monsignor Fisichella will accompany them and preach for them in Italian. Meanwhile, I will be there for our faithful, our bishops, and our Arabic people. Well, I think that this Year of Faith was really good. The fact that when His Holiness last time launched this day of prayer here in Rome for the peace and not the war, we answered very well to his call, and we gathered our people in Jerusalem, in Gethsemane. Meanwhile, in Jordan, they gathered the people in Notre Dame of Peace in Amman. It was nice to see other denominations, not necessarily Catholic, joined us for the prayer for the peace, the Oriental Church, the Orthodox Church, the Coptic, the Armenian, the Syrian. It was in the same time an ecumenical movement. I do understand, because it is praying for peace. I think we all need peace. We want this peace. That's why they came when I announced about the gathering in Gethsemane for prayer. They came alone without special invitation. That was nice.
But I also have heard that you said that that prayer, that day of prayer for peace, worked.
Yeah, worked, really worked. Yeah, worked. We must admit that, and we must thank God, really. We can say we have two periods, one period before the prayer, one period after the prayer. Before the prayer, this big politicians, they were choosing which kind of war, short war, small war, but that was war. And after the prayer, now they are looking for a diplomatic solution, and they don't speak about war. That doesn't mean that we must stop. We must go on with our arm. Our power is the prayer, and our army is the many faithful all over the world, even with the goodwill, people of goodwill, for more peace. I said more than once, enough with violence, enough victims, enough deaf people, that's enough, really.
Here, as part of this meeting that you're having in Rome, you were also talking about the 50th anniversary of Vatican II. What impact did the Vatican II have on the church in the Holy Land?
Well, at least we have to remember two big issues that the Vatican, Second Vatican, launched. First of all, the role of the lay people in the church. That's something new. We used to have more clericalism, and the bishop or the patriarch was a small pharaoh in his country, in his diocese. So that we gave a lot of importance with the role of the lay people, and thanks God if we take, for example, the Caritas in Jordan working with the refugees, we have more than 1,000 young people, all volunteer working on behalf of the church, on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, working with the others. The others are more or less all Muslims. It seems that the Christians prefer to go to Lebanon. The Muslims are coming to Jordan. But to say the young people, the lay people, it is fantastic. I think that's one of the most important issues that the Vatican put. Then we have the movement of ecumenism, for sure. We are working together. And then the bishop conference started, all the bishop conference started with the Vatican. And we are happy to collaborate as much as possible. What I am happy to say that now in Jerusalem, really I need more, I feel more solidarity from the bishops from outside, from the church, towards the Church of Jerusalem. Even when I said in the beginning that the mass media forgot us in one meaning to speak more about Syria and Egypt, but in fact, the church, the universal church, the local church in Europe, in America, in England, I am happy to say we are more linked than before. They have interest about our life, our future, the future of our Christian, the big problem of the immigration. They are interested, yeah, thanks God.
And of course, Vatican II, you saw the document Nostra Aetate, which promoted better relations with Jews and with Muslims.
That's what I said, the movement, ecumenism, one day we can say interreligious dialogue and interfaith, inter-Christians dialogue. Yeah. We feel it more than before, and especially in Israel, we have to do a lot with the Israeli people, with the Muslim people, with the Orthodox people. That's one of the big characteristic of our church, this dimension of interreligious dimension and inter-ecumenical dimension and world dimension. That's Jerusalem. That's Jerusalem. We are doing our best as much as possible, but in the same time, I call for more solidarity, for more pilgrimage to the Holy Land, I call for a lot of people who come to Rome here for the end of the year of faith to follow their travel, their pilgrimage till Jerusalem. And really, I will be happy, very happy to receive them in the Patriarchate.
But people aren't worried, aren't concerned? The whole region there, you look like you're surrounded. You have Syria, you have Lebanon on one side, you have the Sinai. People aren't concerned about their safety?
You are right. You are right. We have some groups who canceled their travel to Jerusalem because in Syria the situation is what it is. And besides, because some people wanted to declare war. So people were afraid from this eventual war and they canceled their travel. I do understand. But at the same time, I say we are there. We don't leave, don't worry, come to see us. We encourage each other, we pray for each other. Come to see us, and we'll be happy to see them, yeah, what we can do with them.
The issue of citizenship. We've heard the bishops of the Middle East and also Pope Francis and Benedict XVI speak about this concept that everyone should be considered as an equal citizen of the state in the Middle East. Have we seen any progress on that?
You are right. That was one of the biggest elements that we wanted to say to our people, especially to stop at least a little bit the immigration. They must feel strong and trust in the future.
This was one of the big points that came out of the Synod for the Bishops of the Middle East.
But this point came out last 2 weeks when we had this big meeting in Jordan with King Abdullah and Prince Ghazi, and they chose the theme of the challenges of the Christians, Arab Christians in the Middle East. And we spoke so frankly that they were a little bit disturbed. They never thought that we will speak so frankly. One of these arguments that we touched publicly without any fear was this feeling whether we are equal or not equal. We want to see this equality with our freedom to reach the mass media, to have access to the television, to the radio as well as the others. We want to feel this citizenship with our right, freedom of conscience, conversion to Islam or conversion to Christianity. We want to feel that. We want to feel that even in the constitution of each country. They never thought that we would speak so frankly. They said, speak about your challenges. They never wait us to speak so frankly. We, the Iraqi people, the Lebanese people, yeah.
But did you have any feedback then after the conference?
Well, you know, we start, we say what we think, but we need more time because in the same time, it is a question of a goodwill from the government, but in the same time, it is a question of time, of culture. We need a new generation. We need new people. That's why we rely, I go back to my priority, I go back to the importance of the education in the schools and in our schools.
And that's what Pope Francis said in his letter for Ramadan, the end of Ramadan. He called on Christians and Muslims in around the area to educate their young people to live together, to reconcile their differences.
Well, that's why I defend willingly my new university, where I am giving priority, new university in Jordan, where we have already 35 nationalities. It is the first one in the Middle East to have all this number coming from the Gulf, from Saudi Arabia, from Europe, from America, even from Israel. Yeah, I am giving all my priority to this. And I call for more solidarity from outside, from the other church, to help us in this big job, education for new leaders, for a new society.
But there in your university in Amman, it's close to Amman, no?
It is in Madaba.
In Madaba. You take Muslims as well as Christians.
More Muslims we have than Christians. If we are only 2%, it is more than normal to have other people. We cannot make a ghetto for us, school for us, hospital for us. We cannot. Our mission, our work, our charity cannot know borders. We are open to the society. We are Jordanian and they are Jordanian. But I said already that we have already about 35 nationalities.